Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Good. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Happy birthday.
Get
no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Birthday, Gary!
Hey,
happy birthday, Gary!
Happy birthday,
Gary! Happy birthday, Gary!
Happy birthday!
I bet they don't have that in New York City.
You got that right. How's life, Mark and Sean?
Oh, it's so
right.
Good.
Yeah?
It's so good.
It's not bad.
What are you chewing on, buddy?
I had some cookies.
Where are they? What?
My friend Sean brought me some cookies.
Sean Parrott.
Sean Parrott, friend of the show.
I made him so much money off eBay.
Yeah, he made
dude,
me a
dude, I
lot
saw
of
you
money.
Hand him a stack of fucking paper.
Yeah, yep.
Baby. We sold a sampler.
You guys got some shits going on.
Zoom track TS2 something 4.
Yeah. 1973.
With memory card.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, fuck.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Fuck my Danish. Yeah.
So
chocolate chip cookies.
From the little bakery
16th.
Down the street.
Yeah. In East Nashville.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
It's nice.
I like it.
It's a nice place.
You can get to visit there.
You can get, I got myself some mac and cheese. They make.
I've had there.
They make some mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese cookie?
No, they just make mac and cheese and they cut
it's
it
like
in
a
big
it's like a square,
mac
like a
and cheese square
block
and
of lasagna or
and
something.
And then you cook it yourself and eat it.
Oh, you don't eat it there?
You could.
Do they cook it for you?
They can if you want.
Is that like normal?
I don't know.
They're good, but they've got weird hours. They're open from like 2 to 4.
You've got weird hours.
Yeah, maybe I do.
You're weird.
You're a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo.
Wow.
Guess who I saw? A friend of yours, Mark.
Oh, yeah?
I saw the Wrangler.
You saw the Wrangler?
I saw the Wrangler.
Did you talk to him?
A little bit.
What'd he say?
Well, for the fans who don't know, Mark and Unson...
Which Kroger does he work at?
That's
the
privy.
One over by...
That's Privy.
The one by... okay. I'll tell you later. It's near a certain discount bookstore.
It rhymes with Allery Lane.
Yeah.
In Franklin.
That's true. I suppose. Okay. Anyway.
It's near the Kroger near Cool Springs. I was just kidding.
I didn't realize that was the one that you were going to.
Because
Mark will post on Facebook pictures of this
that's
cart
Kroger
Wrangler.
You go to?
Well, no.
Oh.
What are you doing there?
It's none of your business.
Brad, is the Wrangler your son?
He's my morbidly obese godfather. A lot of people don't know he was on a commercial.
Oh,
years ago, Kroger commercial.
Really?
And they called him the cart Wrangler on the commercial.
Oh no!
And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then I saw him there because I like to eat at the Canton Super Buffet quite often.
Oh.
Super Buffet?
Blame you.
Super. How many rows does this have?
26.
It's, yeah.
I like buffets.
You want to go?
Yes, kind of.
It's a Jimmy Buffet. It's pretty.
Like penises?
This Wrangler's a black fella who wears a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And nice Mark will take photographs of him on his phone and then post them on Facebook.
He will. And he will tag people who aren't in the photo.
I know. And so I go to this Kroger haphazardly, and I see, and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just spotted
it's celebrity.
It's the Wrangler.
It's the Wrangler.
It's like seeing a celebrity. So I was like,
Facebook celebrity.
I'm going to take a picture of it so I can send it to Mark, give him a giggle in the middle of the day. But I couldn't. I was driving next to him with like my window rolled down and like my arm extended all the way with my camera phone.
He catches me picturing him all the time.
Oh man, it took me like 3 pictures to get a good one, and he busted
wily.
Me.
He's wily.
I was actually buying birthday balloons for a friend of mine's birthday, and he was like, "You got a party going on? We got party." I'm like, yeah.
The funniest thing that he ever did was because I'm. We were leaving. This was right about when football season was kicking back off. Like, the lockout was over. We were driving by, and he said, "What'd y'all do to Vince Young?" Like, he was blaming white people for, like,
Vince
Young. "What'd y'all do to Vince Young?" I'm sorry. He's racist.
Yeah, that's not right.
That's okay. He's right, though. What did you guys do to him? Did we talked about this?
Yeah, I think we pooped on him.
Yeah.
Pooped on his soul. Pooped. I don't know. Poop. You know what's not poopy? My next 380 days are going to be pretty sweet.
Wow. Yes. Full of TMBG.
They might be Giants. Mark and I are going to go watch the band.
Yeah, we got to order tickets.
They might be
No,
Giants.
I was talking about the Magnificent Bee Gees.
You son of a
How did
bastard
dare you, you red-shirted
dick.
This is
maroon.
Like yeah.
What is that?
This is one of five maroon shirts I have.
We all wore red shirts to the show the other day.
Yeah. It was a good time.
It all worked out like that.
Bloody Valentine. I didn't go.
That actually wasn't a bad show.
Yeah, no, it was a fun show.
You weren't there, Mark.
We got to eat at that place. What is that place called?
Genghis Grill.
Genghis Grill.
I've never been there.
Sean, you never been? Oh.
I love it. It's my new favorite thing.
What's everybody doing tomorrow?
Actually, I went there with Brad, and he doesn't remember.
Oh, wait. You're right. You did.
Oh, you just got served.
And it wasn't even that long ago.
It was like two weeks ago.
It was like right before I went to New Jersey.
And he paid for my meal. Well, Mark, you should really try it. And you should also try these cookies at Sweet 16.
What an a-hole.
God damn it.
Isn't it the best?
Well, it's pretty good.
You just pile a bunch of stuff in a bowl and then they cook it for
you. Here's my problem with it. When I first heard about it, I went there for like a month straight.
Yeah,
really?
And now I'm sick of it.
We went the other night. It was effing retarded.
It was
there was
a
line.
Yeah.
It was like barely worth it.
I never go if I see a
Jewish
person
there. It was
so
worth it for me.
Well, we had.
Is this kosher? Is this kosher?
God, yes, it's kosher.
That's a really good Jewish person impression.
That's my Andy Kindler doing Andy Kindler's mom.
Andy, wear the navy blue blazer.
Andy.
From a bit I probably saw like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that God, he's so funny.
I haven't seen him since.
Did you see?
I didn't go, but I've seen
him. Oh, he's so funny.
Seen him many times.
I don't know what
day.
I used
to tour around the country as a character, a Jewish character named Andy Semite.
Didn't he do that joke twice? Yeah.
He did it twice. And then afterwards he went, did I already do that joke? Oh, it's great.
I think we talked about that on
fucking
the podcast.
Just the funniest thing.
That reminds
funniest
me.
Funniest thing.
I saw the Wrangler the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know this.
I see what you did there.
Has there ever been like a real life bar fight that you guys have witnessed? Like a bar fight? Like in the movies.
Like not the whole bar fighting?
Like
no.
In the movies, two people start fighting. The whole bar is fighting.
Nah, that's never happened.
There's two buddies in the middle with their backs to each other, throwing punches, and then having a conversation. Has it ever happened?
I've
seen people fight, but anytime there's a fight,
Christy and Holly did that at Spanky's.
they almost did.
Did they almost fight?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't
there
talk
were
out of school.
There were waitresses holding shoulders and stuff.
Do you mean Robin?
Yeah, that's insane.
I don't know what their names are.
What happened to that chick that was sort of cute, almost too chubby, then she got pregnant and then she was gone?
Nell Carter.
Yeah. What happened to Nell Carter?
Whatever happened to her?
And her brother, the cart wrangler.
She died.
You know what? I don't need to verify that.
Is that the one that,
the woman that writes
all the poetry?
That was morbidly obese in the 80s. I wonder what happened to her.
She finally got a break.
It was in a blood vessel in her leg.
Give me a break, guys. Someone can move it. I'm eating some cake. That's a good fat person impression.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck. LaBelle Crawford is on Breaking Bad. He just stands.
He doesn't do anything.
Fat person.
Bill Burr was on Breaking Bad.
Who?
Bill Burr.
When?
He was on.
He was
season.
The guy who was checking the contaminated water.
Pretending to
I didn't even notice that.
Yep.
Bill Burr.
That was Bill Burr.
Bill Burr Baggins.
Because we were watching the opening credits, I was like, that just said Bill Burr.
See, I never watched the credits.
Well, maybe.
But
you
LaBelle,
I always they always
bastard.
Catch my attention because the Breaking Bad.
I can't get no little car.
But poor LaVelle. I'm
they
so
just
sad
like,
that he's.
He's just
die.
There to stand and be huge in shots. Like they'll just show a shot of him like. Eclipsing the sun, and that's
he
it.
He was like on an episode of Tosh.0 where he was like at a table with other comics. I don't think he said anything. He was just sitting at the table
I'm
with
sure
other comics.
Sure, they had to cut it out for
yeah
some reason. It's probably too vulgar.
Yeah.
Mark, would you anorize some dreams?
I'll Carterize it.
All right. You wanna, now, both of us have dreams.
I'll Nell Carterize it. I'll stop the bleeding and your cholesterol will go up 300 points.
Now, Sean, who doesn't typically remember dreams.
I almost never remember my dreams.
He's been having a lot of dream recall.
A streak.
So
a lot of dream recall.
Why don't you check his dream first?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Go
ahead.
There are two good ones. Really good ones.
I mean, are we doing two, Brad? Are we doing two dreams? Or?
Should I do one?
Why don't you do one, and then we'll do another one
okay.
next week.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Okay. One of them, I was rich beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah.
And I had this like crazy house with a pool, and like I had this cool underground place you could walk through this cool underground thing. And there was a music fest at my home.
Nice.
But I couldn't convince the guy who was running the music fest to let me play on it. He wouldn't let me play on it.
Oh, I can analyze that. Yeah. It starts with a Z and ends with an anies.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good enough to show up, but you're not good enough to go up.
Okay.
Did anything else happen in the dream?
That was it. That was the whole thing.
Here's the thing. You feel like you've done everything you could possibly do. You have all the money in the world. You've got a pool. You've got a crazy house. But you can't do the one thing that you love, and that is perform for people. And you probably suck in bed because of it.
Okay. Right? You're probably right.
No, I'm teasing about the bed part, but it's one of those things. I have it all, but I don't have what I want, and that's your life in a nutshell.
Wow,
I think you know, to add a brief amendment,
caveat.
That, I think that thank you, caveat. Some caviar. Just to add some fish eggs to Nell Carter.
Ooh.
I think that you know, without using names, I think that you put a lot of effort into other people's careers and projects.
Oh, maybe,
and then. You don't really get so much in return.
Maybe that's what it is.
Brad Edwards.
Well, you know, Scott, we failed together
Scott,
on
Scott
our
Scott Field. Stuff, Scott like, Field. You've been letting Scott Field down.
No, Scott.
No,
Scott no. Field's I don't think fire. Either of us have been letting each other down.
No. But they're
okay.
Juggernaut.
I'll save the other one. The next one's more like an action movie, so I'll save that one for next week.
Teaser.
Well, my dream. You want to hear my dream?
Spoiler alert!
I gotta hear it.
All right. I invented a recording device, a video recording device that operates on like ice or some kind of liquid, right? Mm-hmm. And not tape, not DVD, nothing like that.
It records onto ice?
It records onto like ice, onto like some type of gel or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it made sense to the dream. Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, I set up this camera and I let it run. And the next day I come in and I'm watching the tape.
Saw murder.
And a giant cyborg spider that's shooting like blue lightning out of the top of it with a big brain. You know how spiders have the big butt?
Yeah, I do.
Instead of a butt, it was a brain. It was like a big spider. The butt part was like wrinkly like a brain. And when it walked around people, all the people around it would like snap into attention and like they would like become its zombies and do its bidding. Like it would mind control anything that was real, anything that was really around it. And no one ever knew about it because it would erase your memory. So these things exist in the world, kind of like They Live or something, where there's this there's this thing going on where there are these spiders that walk around, and they can erase videotapes and cameras and all this stuff, but they couldn't because of my technology. It was nothing they weren't familiar with. That my camera ended up taping this, so I would have this insight into like this whole secret world of these. Blue electric cyber spiders that were huge. Spiders. Huge.
This is really easy.
Okay.
Brad, you think you're better than everybody. That's.
Well.
Wow.
You know what? These regular videos, everybody's got them. I've got. I'm special. There's something about me. I can't be zombified. I can't. No.
I would be zombified.
Oh, really?
With everyone else. I just had proof this was happening by watching the tape.
Oh, I stand corrected.
When it happened to me, I'm sorry, I didn't give you all the details.
Yeah, I stand
when it
corrected.
Happened, I was like just this mindless puppet of the spider thing that would, you know, we would do.
Okay, yeah.
Like we were drones to some kind of like.
I get it now. You know what? I think you're about to get.
I am still pretty sure I think I'm better than everybody.
No, yeah, that's a given. I think you're about to enter into a time of self-reflection, and you're really wanting to look back and see things that you didn't see before. Whoa. Because you thought that they were gone and that they were erased. Whoa. But they are there inside of you, and it's time to explore some of those feelings,
Mark.
Some of those disappointments, and let's uncover them, and let's look at them in an honest way that we maybe didn't look at it.
You know what? You're onto something there, buddy.
Yeah, I
do a little self-evaluation every now and then, and it's weird how much your opinions on things change. You know, in just a few months, a few weeks.
What seems so important 6 months ago is like, why was
yeah,
I
you
mad
wanna
about
know,
that?
You want to know something that's kind of I'm putting behind me?
Yeah.
Not entirely. At least in the romantic realm.
Women.
Jealousy. Yeah. I don't really get jealous. I used to get jealous, and I don't really get jealous anymore.
Yeah. That's smart. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Sean and I went to a pool party.
Yeah.
It got out of hand.
Uh-oh. What happened?
There were some iPods ruined. There was a little bit of dancing. There were some titties waggling.
There's some dancing.
What?
Apparently, I seem like an unbelievable curmudgeon. Because
you won't dance?
No, I did dance.
You danced.
But they found it surprising.
I would be surprised to see Sean dance.
I was sort of surprised that you participated in stuff. Sean even allowed himself to be pushed in a pool. Sean
by
Perry.
A girl.
I enjoy fun.
A girl, of course.
By a girl.
I enjoy fun.
Sean cut loose and had
I like
some
it.
Fun.
I
like
enjoy
it.
Fun.
It's about time.
But in the pool, we were dancing around.
I enjoy many fun things.
Where was this? At the Y?
No, this was at Lindsay's. Yeah, we weren't invited to the party.
We just started our own party at the Y. Just us and the kids and that fat retard.
Poops in the pool.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Sounds like fun.
Give me a break. Of a Kit Kat ball. Give me a break. There's a cyborg spider.
Oh, do you want to hear my dream?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
You got a dream?
Oh,
I skipped your dream.
It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay.
Son of a bitch.
That's
Mark.
You know what? Dr. Phil doesn't often tell us about his problems.
This is fresh. This is last night.
Yeah.
Early
Dr.
this morning,
Phil's
actually.
Divorced. Go ahead.
Early this morning, actually.
Yeah.
In between, like, woke up, went to the bathroom, fell asleep, had the dream, woke up at the alarm. I was in
You had this dream on the toilet?
No. I went to the bathroom and went back to bed before the alarm went off.
I peed the bed.
Yeah.
I got you.
I peed the bed and I had a dream in the bathroom.
I sleep in the tub.
I can't fall asleep unless my left hand's in the bowl. It's the only way I can fall asleep.
Because I got tore up last night.
I was worshiping at the porcelain throne. The Nile and dip the river up your butt.
Tell me a break. Sorry, guys.
If I was any better, I'd be twin cam engines on a 40 dog.
I ain't as good as it once was, but I'm good as it once was.
If you can't be a good example, be a perfect giver.
Okay, so I was in like this movie theater that was like really small, and I was there with other comics that I really didn't know, except Gary Fletcher was in the stream.
Friend of the show, Gary Fletcher?
Friend of the show, Gary Fletcher. And apparently, the comic I was sitting next to, everybody's like really nervous because there's this other comic there who was apparently like really mean to everybody and would like physically abuse people.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, I can't imagine.
No, this is real.
Okay.
And he was like a short, stocky, white guy, like muscle head kind of a guy.
Sure he's white?
Yes.
Okay.
Muscle head kind of stocky guy.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, like he kept talking through the movie and nobody would say anything to him. And I looked back and I saw Gary Fletcher just crying. I was like, what's going on? And then the guy, I was like, can you be quiet? We're watching this. He's like, nobody talks to me like that. I'm like, well, shut up. And so he gets up and leaves.
Whoa.
I'm like, I'm not scared of this guy. And everyone's like, man, this guy, he kicks everybody's butt. And he fights everybody and he's really intimidating. I was like, oh, whatever. So the movie's over and I stand up to leave and he grabs me on my left arm hard. And I'm like, what? Why is he grabbing my arm so hard? And I was like, I can't just let him intimidate me.
Mm-mm.
And somehow I reached into my pocket and I had brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh wait, do I have those? Like in my mind, I was like, do I have those brass knuckles on me? I was like, wait, yeah, I got them on me. And as he's grabbing my arm, I'm thinking he's putting all his energy into my left arm, and he's talking to me, and he's like looking me dead in the eye. I look in the eye, and I reach in my pocket, and I grab the and I just start. I pummel his face.
Oh shit!
I hit him so hard. Graphic? He's just like, yeah, a graphic blood splatter.
Nice.
His face is all puffy, and I'm just keep hitting it. And then finally, they pull me off, and like I leave.
Yeah.
And like walking around this city, and then I see him at a cafe with his face just all
right
bloodied up, and he was talking to some other guy, and he's like, yeah, man, if I ever see that guy again, I'm going to do this, that, and this. And I was like, this guy doesn't shut up.
Yeah.
And then I got into an elevator with some lady, and she thought I was somebody else.
Hmm.
And then I woke up.
Well,
I don't know what it
means. I think this dream means you feel like you should be banned from Spanky's.
I probably should. I'm banning myself.
I think you should ban yourself from Spanky's for a little while and think about it.
It's kind of a weird dream.
It's kind of weird for you. You're not really a violent guy. You're a violent
in my dreams. Oh, when I kill people in my dreams.
I've killed people in my dreams, but I mean, I think in real life you're
probably not going to get into
you're
a
like
fight.
The marshal or something. You know, you're violent if you got to be. But you don't gun around. Right. Yeah, you're a justice.
Quiet dignity.
Yeah.
Rooster Cockburn.
Reach for the sky.
Or Colburn.
I'd like to have Mark Cockburn. On my side.
Cockburn.
Yeah, Cockburn. Cockburn. Yeah, from fucking
rooster
butts.
That's also cock too. They're all it's just cock
burn. Launch go by cock burn.
cock burn.
Were you on the last Lon Turner music show?
No, I was on the one before.
Oh. You were.
I was.
You were the dead.
As the dead.
I was.
Are you really going up as the dead?
I already did.
He did it.
I know. Oh yeah. Yes.
And he was like, we were backstage. And like, he told Lana he's going up as the dead. She's like, are you sure? She's like, basically, that sounds really stupid.
Yeah.
But then you did it. You did great.
It was good.
I don't think she knew that I didn't know how to play guitar or anything.
Really?
I don't know. Because I think I pulled it off. I went up there with a guitar and like made a joke out of the fact that I couldn't play guitar. Mm-hmm. And you can only really probably do that bit once, but.
No, you do it however much.
It went all right. Chris Killian was the headliner that night, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Probably destroyed it too.
Yeah,
there's another one coming up. You should get on.
I'd like to be on it.
You're fantastic.
You're funny.
Can't remember why.
You're funny.
I wanted to go to that. I had it on my calendar.
Yeah, something happened because you said you were.
You missed. It was like one of the finest dead performances I've ever performed. Really,
it was pretty good. He's getting it down.
I've seen a bunch of them.
He did a Honk If You're Drunk. He did like a country song.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
I do my metal version of it though.
I used to play it on my radio show all the time.
It's pretty sweet.
It's a good song.
You know what song I had in my head this morning?
I don't know.
Pippin Ain't Dead. Pippin Ain't Dead. These hoes just scared. It's a King James song.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Did you know? He goes by James Victor Cherry now. He does.
He changed his name?
He's dropped the King James.
Are you sure? Because...
Yeah.
I remember him being very adamant about never changing
his name. No, I know, but he recently...
Remember how he talked about how time changes things?
Ooh, yeah, he was talking about that last night. He was like...
Maybe he saw a big purple or big blue lightning spider brain. And maybe it changed his perspective.
Well.
You know what I feel like doing?
Making love?
The bank, you can go down there, and when you get your money, you can get dollar coins.
Yeah.
The gold coins.
Sacrilege.
I just want to get like a little pouch. Fill it with that, and that's how I pay for shit from now on. Get my oil change, just throw them a pouch of coins.
Yeah, we had a United Way fundraiser, and this lady paid me in like those coins. I was like, why would you do that? I'm collecting money from everybody, and now I have these like 8 coins.
Mm.
You damn Bilbo Baggins.
Oh.
I like coins.
You know what we should do? We should get pen pals, prisoner pen pals.
No. Don't get involved.
Don't want to do it?
No, they'll find a way to manipulate you.
I'm like almost finished with this book about that you picked out for me. The
the murderer man. One.
Yeah. And it's an innocent guy went to jail, and it was like you read and you're like, oh man, this is fucking it really upsets you.
Yeah, don't get involved with these
people. We need to find some innocent people.
Yeah, just the innocent ones. But we should go do like Folsom Prison, like do a live show.
Do a comedy show for him?
Yeah.
I wonder what you could do. Because I would like to do that, but I can't imagine. So many of our jokes are about rape and, you know, things that they've done. And, you know, it's like.
They would love it.
I wonder if we said we were Christian comics, they'd let us do it.
Oh, I bet you're right.
And then we just go in there and
just drop some F-bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, on Folsom Prison, Johnny Cash talks about murder.
He shits on the fucking prison.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a shitty place. You guys. All right, yellow water.
He was there with them before, so.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that puttered out. Yeah. Why don't we do which is better? What do you think of that?
I mean, how much time do we have?
Oh, let me see here, guys.
Oh, man. How many cookies have we got left?
762 measures we did.
Huh.
Oh, that. Let me do the math on that.
What's that? 24 minutes?
About
25.
Wow. That sounds like it's about time for which
minutes,
is better.
30 seconds.
I really screwed up. Shit.
Can what? I mention?
Yeah.
Wait, now?
A.
Yeah, if you got something to mention.
A spoiler warning.
Spoiler warning.
For this, which is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is going to be
the best one we've
ever
done.
We're going to spoil these movies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know what we're doing yet.
Okay. Well, then I'll let it happen. We'll let it happen.
You should have seen these movies.
Yeah. If you haven't seen these movies by now, you're a stupid face.
Wow.
God, I hope I saw these movies.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Come here, those people, you stupid bubba.
Let's find out now.
Which is better?
Uh-oh.
Braveheart versus Spartacus.
That's tough.
I probably saw Braveheart in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. That was the last time I saw it.
Yeah.
And I probably saw Spartacus. I don't even know if I saw the whole thing.
Oh. Well, you remember Spartacus.
You remember the gist of it. He freed the slaves or something?
Something like that.
Pretty close.
Was that Abraham Lincoln?
That's both of them.
No.
Same thing. Same
I
thing.
Am Lincoln.
I am.
No, I am Lincoln. Lincoln.
I am Lincoln. I'm the I'm Fonzarelli.
I am Legend.
Remember they did that on Happy Days? They had a Spartacus moment.
So which is better, Mark?
Don't get mad. I don't like Braveheart.
What?
That's because you're eating them Jew cookies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sean?
I will say Braveheart.
I like Rob Roy better.
I'm a Rob Roy guy. I'll say more as it goes on. But
I got to tell you, I am right down the middle on this. I really don't know at this moment in my life which I think is better. So we're going to find
Kirk
out.
Kirk Douglas was in Spartacus.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
That's why that's better, regardless of how you feel
Kirk
about
Douglas
this.
Is great.
Well, Gibson versus Douglas. Who
Kirk
beats
Douglas.
Who
Kirk Douglas
is
great.
He's great. Mel Gibson is great.
He's in Paths of Glory, which is like my favorite
my
Stanley
second
Kubrick movie.
Favorite Kubrick movie.
Can you separate
Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah?
That's impossible.
I like Eyes Wide Shut.
I don't like that movie at all.
That doesn't even count.
What
as
is
a
your
Kubrick
favorite
movie though?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be too generic. It's probably not a hip thing to like, but
you're just gonna say Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
2001? Clockwork Orange?
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange is great.
Yeah, that's okay to like. There's only like four to fucking choose from.
Yeah, he only did like seven movies.
Yeah.
And Eyes Wide Shut doesn't count.
That was terrible.
Eyes Wide Shut's good.
No.
But that wasn't like all him.
No, because
other people
died,
came
right?
in at the end. Yeah.
No, that's AI.
Oh, is that right?
He finished Eyes Wide Shut while
he was
still alive.
Then he fucking did
Spielberg
a
stepped
shitty
in on
job.
AI, right?
Yeah.
AI, that could
that's
have been brilliant.
AI.
Don't AI. AI. AI.
Kirk Douglas, great.
Yes.
I love Paths of Glory.
What about Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, also good.
What about Mel Gibson? Now, are you holding against
Gibson,
him that he's a horrible racist?
I like Mel Gibson.
Are we talking about, I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. He's been, he was in Road Warrior.
Yeah, Mel Gibson also is a great director.
I grew up on Mel Gibson.
He's also a good director.
So you
know, he was kind of like a big star when I was a teenager, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon.
Oh, Lethal Weapon, Mad Max.
Mad Max is.
Mad Max.
Beyond Thunder.
Beyond Thunderdome. Well, Road Warrior is great.
Yeah, but when Beyond Thunderdome came out.
Road Warrior?
Man
come
Without
on.
A Face.
Forever Young?
Yeah.
He was in.
I was thinking of a Billy Idol song.
He was in a lot of bad movies, but.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure there are plenty of bad movies that I don't remember Kirk Douglas.
What's Kirk Douglas' son's name?
Michael.
Michael Douglas. Yeah, so.
We already talked about that.
At least he made a Michael Douglas.
I like Michael Douglas a lot.
Yeah.
That's I'm a Douglas. Name. I'm a Douglas guy.
Yeah,
I always teach me how to Douglas.
I'm a Douglas fir.
Gibson a break. I sure did.
Which is more historically accurate?
Not Spartacus.
No, not fucking close.
Neither.
Although
neither is. I mean,
they're both based on real people, and that's
Bravehearts. They're both based on
loosely,
like, myths about people who are real.
I think Big Mama's House is more accurate.
Yeah.
Can we bring that
Which
back?
Which one?
Let's do that again.
Are we talking about two? Or?
I don't know.
No, the original.
Yeah, okay. The original.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Not those sequels. Those are crap. But the originals.
They're both so historically inaccurate. Yes. Although there was a Spartacus and there was a William Wallace.
Yeah.
And
they did some of the things.
I don't imagine that William Wallace really seduced the princess of England or whatever.
That probably
of France
didn't happen.
And boned her.
Yeah, but did you see a sequel to Braveheart?
Mm-mm.
It's called Sausage Links for Everybody. They made sausage links out of his intestines.
You're making up stuff.
I don't think that's a real movie.
It's a sequel. Just bunch of...
Oh, I want to use an old saying on you. Stuff and nonsense.
What?
Yep. That's what they'd say in the old days.
Really?
You say something I don't believe.
God is real.
Stuff and nonsense.
Sean.
He doesn't believe in that.
Stuff. He's right, I don't.
He does.
It's stuff and nonsense.
It's stuff.
Stuff and nonsense.
Is that Cockney?
Not stuff and nonsense.
Is that Cockney?
I don't know what it is. I'm
is that British Street
old
slang?
I think it's Spartan.
My first soccer team I played on was the Spartans.
Yeah? Did you say, "This is Sparta"? Did you say that?
No, I didn't. Actually, I take it back. That was the second soccer team I was on.
What was the first one?
The Americans.
The Americans?
The Americans versus the Spartans. Ooh, that would have been a good
We're America's fight. Team.
Spartans are better. The Americans. Man. I got kicked off the Americans.
What?
Yeah.
Who's the coach? Let's find him.
Well, that's why, because I beat up the coach's son.
What?
The thing about the Spartans is they only had three players holding off 20,000 other players.
Yeah.
They blocked the goal.
Yeah.
They couldn't pass.
Yeah.
The Spartans were the best.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a better uprising? The Spartan uprising or the Scots getting all saucy?
The Scots bore me.
Yeah.
Really?
The slaves? You're a bunch of slaves?
Yeah.
And you go from town to town killing all the masters and letting the That's a better uprising.
That's
than
pretty
like,
badass.
Than just Scottish guys getting drunk.
Yeah.
That's all they were doing.
Just go put a skirt on and play a bag bone.
Quit dressing like a faggot.
Yeah, stop being stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're speaking our language, at least pronounce a word we understand.
Yeah.
These are all good points.
You look like a butterscotch to me. Yeah. Everything like, butter yeah. scotch.
You can't tell the difference between her scotch and her butterface.
Looks like a tub of shit. But you
better get some scotch tape to tape your
shit.
Yeah. Take your pants together.
You don't even know how to make Jack Daniels over there.
Yeah.
You big dumb heads.
Fucking blacks. Bigger dick.
Well, I mean, if the myths are true, didn't William Wallace have...
Packing some meat.
Yeah, but...
A huge
I
penis.
Saw a movie called Spartacock that...
Spartacock.
Spartacock?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Leroy McGovern.
Yeah.
Is that a real person?
Leroy McGovern? Sure.
Yeah.
I think there's really... we should Google Leroy.
Is there
McGovern.
A sexy version of Braveheart?
No.
Hmm.
There's not. There's one called Brave Fart. It's about a fart that...
Gray fart.
Brave Fart. It just... you couldn't kill it.
It was very courageous. It would face any lighter. Better chin.
Wow.
Ooh.
Better chin.
Gibson's...
Douglas.
Come on.
I mean, Douglas. Sorry, Douglas has like the best... chin and
Douglas has
chins.
A chin like
his chin has
it's like the rock
it's got a
it has worlds inside of it
it's
like
got
it,
a butt crack
yeah his chin it doesn't even have a crack though it's like an indentation like that it's not like a line it's
and that was
like
back his, before plastic surgeries that's his chin
yeah he's just got like a really it looks like a Ren and Stimpy chin like that's what it looks like
that's like
it's
a
got
fake,
like a butt chin
like a fake chin
yeah.
Reminds
if you did
that.
A sculpture of him, you'd be like, what a shitty sculpture. Nobody's chin looks like that.
Nobody looks like they could stab you with their chin and then have a reservoir for all the blood.
Hold a pencil in their chin.
Well, I mean, he's had the stroke. Maybe he uses it now.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
I bet he's opened cans with his chin.
Probably so.
While he was camping. Can of beans.
Open bottles, probably.
I wonder if a dick has ever slipped into that chin crack.
Sure.
I mean, he's an actor.
Maybe like a baby stick.
It's probably
actors are gay.
Who's that one guy?
Tony Curtis?
Yeah.
That's exactly
what I think of. Well, that's the next question. Better Raging Queer, the prince in Braveheart. Or the snail and oyster.
Man, Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis is
Tony Coitus.
Yeah, I feel like that scene is what most people know Spartacus for. Like, people who haven't seen Spartacus know that scene.
Besides the I Am Spartacus, yeah.
And the guy from That Thing You Do, who thinks he's Spartacus.
It's so much gayer than, like, just a straight-up just gay scene. Because it's like, it's like you have to... face your own gayness in knowing that you know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You're like, well, oh, wait a minute. So snails are dicks, right? Is that what you're saying? You want to lick my dick?
Ugh. Do you like being rubbed?
Yes, master.
Do you like looking at things in a weird way?
It could be argued, so, master. You like getting your dick licked? I'm a dick licker.
I hate that.
You hate dick licking? It's like he wants to lick his dick.
Depends.
Yeah, well, depends who's doing the dicking and who's doing the licking.
Depends on whose dick I get to lick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just kidding, no.
I lick dick. I like dick. I like dick Ike. I'm a dyke. Wait, dykes don't lick. Stanley Kubrick?
Kubrick.
Versus Mel Gibson.
Man, Kubrick wins.
Yeah.
Hands down.
He does, but...
What did Mel Gibson... Oh, Apocalypto, right?
Apocalypto isn't bad.
It's good.
It's like...
Passion of the Christ is a really good movie.
I never watched that one.
It's a good movie.
You should watch it, man. It'll really help your faith.
It's a good movie.
No, it really
is. It is genuinely a good movie.
It's fine.
I mean, it's horrible. It's...
Yeah, I don't want to see
it's like
that.
Last House on the Left, but it's...
No.
It is fucking graphic. It is amazing the shit you can get away with.
Yeah.
For Christians. Oh, God, and then the barbs get stuck in his meat. Jesus H. Christ.
No. Yeah, it's like that scene in Clockwork Orange where he's like smiling while he's thinking about hitting Jesus. That's your favorite one.
Who pulled down
Way
more,
to go, Mark.
Who pulled down more tail, you think? Spartacus or William Wallace?
Oh.
You counting boys and girls?
Well, I'm thinking Spartacus, there had to be a lot of dicking going on right there.
Do you think?
Yeah, but Braveheart, he seemed more like he was hung up on his chick.
Yeah.
You know,
he banged the French lady.
He did bang the French lady, but
I think that was it.
Other than that, there weren't any chicks around to bang.
Yeah.
I'm giving that to Spartacus.
I think Spartacus has that because
I've never met a woman from Scotland. No such thing.
They look the same. They wear pants.
Whoa. Trousers, actually.
Oh, they're like dwarves. You never see the females.
Is that true?
Is that right?
Name the most famous Scottish chick.
Sinead O'Connor?
Nell Carter.
She's not Scottish.
Or is she Irish?
She's Irish.
Is she?
I don't know. I couldn't name a Scottish woman.
I couldn't either.
I don't know that I can name a Scottish guy, though.
I think I just proved my point. William Wallace. Done.
Well, I know, but...
Brucey the Bruce, or whatever his name is.
Oh. Robert the Bruce.
Robert the Bruce. Bob the Bruce. Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder.
Of nations. Slaves versus Scots. We're out on a battlefield.
Okay.
Everybody's ready to go.
Wow.
Even number. 10,000 versus 10,000. And then they start just running.
The slaves, lots of the slaves have been trained to be murderers.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there were some gladiators, but a lot of them were also just slaves.
Yeah, a lot of them are just slaves.
And that's why they would pull them into the army, because they're like, what do you do? It's like, I read to kids. All right, you're in. What do? I cook.
Yeah.
We need you too. That's true. All the Scots were just,
they're just like
brutal
brutes.
Fucking people.
Yeah.
Imagination.
Yeah, I mean, how do you come up with that?
Well, I based it on something I made up. We're talking about these movies.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
we're talking about hard living, because some of these slaves were tough guys. But
who cares, right? I don't care who wins.
But neither of them were really allowed to do any military training or anything, so they're all kind of bootleg, you know?
Yeah.
Who do you think would win in that fight?
Where are they fighting?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Whoa.
They have to travel. The slaves travel better.
Because, I mean, Scots got those good Highland legs where they can run up and down hills and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Although, so do the Spartans.
Don't forget about they had Mount Olympus.
Okay, they're in the Terror Dome.
Welcome to the Terror Dome. I go Professor Griff.
Screw.
Who know? We'll never. I know don't the know. Answer. We'll never know the answer. There's no way.
We have to make it up in our brain.
Stalemate.
Everyone dies.
Each and everyone dies
eventually.
Yeah. Okay. Which army?
But,
uh-oh.
Not everyone really lives.
They may have lost their lives.
Yeah.
But they'll never lose.
Yeah. What?
Their freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom.
Just even thinking about it, I'm going to tear up. I know. I'm going to tear up, guys.
Sneakier.
Hmm.
These are both.
They're both pretty
some sneaky
underhanded.
Some bitches.
Yeah.
Don't trust them.
They're like Scots, dirty Jews.
Scots convinced the Irish to to be their buds.
Yep.
Yeah.
They came up with the Pikes.
Yeah.
Pikes Peak.
They filled the fields with burning.
Lemons.
Yes. Burning lemons
what
so that they
stuff?
Could burn.
Pitch or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They would, when they were having meetings and people were trying to F with them. They would close the door and burn them alive.
They did the effing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Scots are
the
sneaky.
Only way they got fucked is because even sneakier Scott
Bruce
Jenner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bruce
Kudryski.
DeJerziak. Bruce.
Cousin Brucey.
Bruce Valanche.
Bruce. Lavelle Crawford.
Robert
versus
Bruce.
Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh.
Bruce Banner. Oh.
Almighty? Bruce.
Better bad guy. The king is such a bad guy.
What about I? The king and I.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So it should be mentioned.
Yeah.
The bad guy in Spartacus is Sir Laurence Olivier, right? We're gonna consider him the bad guy.
That's who I'm saying is the bad guy, if there is one in particular.
How could he be?
And,
he's as much a bad guy as the king is a bad guy.
Yeah.
How could
and
he
the
be?
King, played by
Rolf.
What is his name?
Rolf Stevens.
No,
I think it's
Carter.
Patrick McDonough.
Mm-hmm. Neil
who
Patrick.
Who was on
Neil
The
Patrick.
Prisoner. TV's The Prisoner.
Yeah.
The original?
But they gave him a huge, yeah. But they gave him a huge, weird nose. A proboscis.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he had like a nice Scottish nose and they wanted to give him a big, ugly English guy nose.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
I think, man.
I don't think
it's
all.
Tough.
I'm going to say
tough.
The king.
You know
King's
what?
Kind of a badass.
I mean, they were both bad guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on this
but
one.
But the king, I think, was way worse.
But what's I the, don't know. The
although my heart goes out, the king, he had TB.
Yeah. Laurence Olivier.
You had TB, right?
Yeah.
Laurence Olivier, like, crucified just.
Well, he crucified.
Just miles
the whole
worth.
Fucking
just miles and
right.
miles worth
so,
of.
So, yeah, they did, like, kind of gut Wallace and put his head on a pike and
yeah.
all
made
that
sausage.
Shit.
They made sausage out of his guts.
They made
yeah.
sausage out of him. They had midgets run around dancing on him and
yeah.
stuff. But, yeah, they had, like,
they
a fucking crucifixion.
They crucified 10 miles.
But I'll be honest,
crucifixion row. Yeah.
They turned it into a good time. I mean.
They
yeah.
did. They did.
They made
had
it fun
fun
for the people.
It was like a pool party. Sure, iPods were ruined, but.
But at,
yeah.
the end,
at the end, everybody, Sean danced a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Some titties got waggled.
So, yeah, I go Spartacus King.
All
I mean,
right.
Spartacus.
Yeah, Spartacus guy. He's. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole row.
What was his name in Spartacus?
I don't know.
Xerxes?
Larry Olivier. I just called him Lair.
Pontius Pilate.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which is a better quote from the movie, from the line from the movie, I am Spartacus,
mm-hmm.
or they can take our freedom. Lives, they can never take our freedom. I was going to say freedom, but.
Here's the thing. Dave Ramsey uses that on a show every Friday.
He uses it a lot, so it gets in your head.
Who does?
It's
Dave Ramsey.
One.
When you call in it.
When you're debt free,
you call in and say, freedom.
He'll go free. He'll play that clip.
Countdown.
That makes
yeah.
me like it less then.
Well,
yeah, me too. So I go. I am
Spartacus. Yeah.
I mean, that's a beautiful image for us as
roar.
Americans, because that's
they're
about
both very empowering for
people,
freedom. For like, you'll give up everything.
Wait, do you think
yeah.
we're free here?
You know, a lot
yeah,
like
we're
that's
free.
Well, like with the pen pals to the prisoners, man. The more I think about it, the worst thing you can
man,
do.
Man, Obama
somebody
got us in bondage to China.
Shit,
haven't
he's
you seen?
Because shit.
Haven't you seen the news? We're fine.
We're not
yeah.
free.
Well, you're watching the wrong channel.
You know, freedom's just another word for nothing less to lose.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Ain't worth nothing.
If it ain't free.
No.
Feeling good
nothing
easy.
Nothing is nothing because everything is something.
When Bobby'd sing the blues.
That's good enough for me.
Bobby's World?
Me and my Bobby McGee.
Bobby the Bruce.
You didn't know we were doing a song?
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Speaking of which, next question. 1960?
Yeah.
Or 1995?
Well.
Which is better there?
Well, we're all alive.
I think 19...
Spartacus came out in 1960. Braveheart came out in 1995, which is a better year.
I don't...
95, I started...
I'm not a huge 90s fan.
I started at Foot Locker.
But I think once you factor
moved here
in...
1960...
I moved here in 95.
Making like, such a great movie in 1960 is kind of impressive, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Although, on the other hand...
They made a lot of great movies.
That was when they cared and tried.
Yeah.
Before shit got all Michael Bay-y.
Yeah.
Well, you're making it sound like Michael Bay doesn't care. He just cares about it in a different way than you
want
him to care.
He cares about it in the wrong way.
He just cares about making a really loud, indecipherable piece of trash.
You know why? About because making money.
Because the stupid people who live in this country, that's all they understand.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
He doesn't help them not be stupid.
Well, it's not his fault. He does not own public education.
You know what, Jesse Pinkman? If you're supplying the drugs, you know?
You're a drug dealer.
Then you're a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What? Bigger failure.
What about Badger?
Which was a bigger...
I love Badger. I fucking love Badger.
I love Badger's voice.
It's kind of a Muppet.
It's so... Yeah. I can't do it.
It's a gruff Muppet.
But it's a great... That's a great thing about Dirt...
They should have got Jesse Case to play Badger.
The great thing about Dirtheads is that one could knock you out and leave you in a desert, and then you could be cool with them next week.
Yeah.
That's just because that's how the Dirthead mentality works.
I don't know what Dirthead means, but yeah, I like it.
Just they're Dirtheads. Which was a bigger failure.
Like
the whole Spartan uprising.
Yeah.
Or the because even at the end of Braveheart, they're like, well, they went and they fought and they won their freedom. Like, they did, and then lost it again.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Which one was a bigger fuck up? I'm going to say the Spartans. That blew up a little bit worse.
I mean.
They sort of could get shit back to normal.
Yeah, at least the Scottish, some of the Scottish got to go back to their house.
Right, yeah.
Go back to their hovel.
They didn't get gutted. They did. Well, some of them didn't.
They didn't get crucified on Crucifixion Row. Just miles of crucifixion.
Oh, the stink.
Just riding your cart by... Imagine riding your cart by crucifixions just for
all right,
10
we
miles.
Get it.
Okay, they're dead. Come on.
I wonder if you get like crucifixion hypnosis, like whenever you're driving at
night you get,
and you keep like
womp, 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 womp.
I hope they put those little noise grates next to the crucifixions. Because then when they die, they put a cross.
I was going to say, what if somebody crashes by one? How can you tell if...
they put a tiny little...
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah. this road's terrible.
What are we going to do with all these crosses?
Holy shit. Are they processing abortion out here or something?
Let's just hang all these people.
All right. Let's say William Wallace and John Spartacus... are in a sword fight.
Oh, a sword?
A sword fight.
In a gladiator ring, Wallace... And Spartacus fight. Oh man!
Can we do bigger dick again? I don't know this. I mean,
I think
come
Spartacus.
On, deadliest warrior in
Spartacus.
Your mind.
Spartacus.
You think Spartacus?
He's got training.
So does Wallace, man. He's been all over. He's a fucking hardened general.
But he's got. He's
he killed
got, like,
a dude with an antler.
Yeah.
He rode into a castle on a horse.
Yeah.
And he had a fucking ball and chain.
Bloosh.
No
I think
know.
Frank Spartacus is...
I like how Mark's... Well, whatever.
All right, I go Dave.
I'm asking
Dave
you,
Spartacus.
I'm asking
Dave
your Spartacus. Opinion. Nell Spartacus. Nell Carticus.
Nell Wallace.
I think
we should Google Nell Wallace.
Nell Wallace. Let's get her on the show.
Give me a Braveheart. A one that works.
You know what? I'm going Braveheart. I haven't picked Braveheart yet. I think he finds a way. I think he's sneakier.
All right. All right.
Maybe so.
Let's say that they're having a drinking contest.
Whoa.
I think a filthy Italian.
Spartacus
basically.
was he a drinker?
I mean, no. I think they all drank
wine. He probably partook in wine.
He's a Puritan.
But, I'm going to say beer
but
if
Wallace,
it's Wallace and if it's wine, Spartans.
What about liquor?
Yeah.
They didn't drink liquor.
Scotch did.
No?
They
drank scotch.
That's liquors.
What do they call scotch? We had this conversation with Graham McLarnon. No, they call it something else in Scotchland.
Whiskey.
They call it
what?
Water.
Hooch?
I just do something to the headphones?
Drinking the hooch.
Rock and roll, hoochie coo.
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you.
Honest with us. Don't lie.
Sean has been
gay.
Just engulfed in Braveheart.
Yeah, I've been steeped in it. Like, I've been watching a lot of Braveheart. I like it a lot. I really like it.
Get it.
Well, I did a little going back and researching on Spartacus or whatever, but like what interesting things did you discover
about Spartacus or about Braveheart?
But
or
just either. Talk to us. I mean, anything.
Yeah,
just open
come
up.
On, expound. I know that Mark has lost the art of
interesting
conversation.
Stuff just, about Braveheart.
We're not talking about me, so.
No, we're talking about Braveheart.
Yeah, so zero interest.
Well.
I'm like alone down at Freeman Chevrolet right now. Zero interest, no down payment.
You're like a Wrangler with no cards.
Well. The guy with the crazy eye from Harry Potter, he's in it. Brendan Gleeson.
Oh right,
never he's watched one it. Harry Potter in my life. Never,
really? Never watched Harry Potter. Oh yeah, we tried this already.
I'm an adult.
Come on, man.
Adults can watch
You've
it.
You've got a robot Boba Fett.
Yeah, that's
you're eating
true.
Cookies. You can watch.
I
fucking
like robot
Harry
Boba.
Potter.
I got another Boba Fett in that box. It's going out the door.
You better fucking be kidding me.
It's going to Ithaca. I sold it.
What? Ithaca.
Can I look
Fuck
at
off.
It?
Fuck off.
It's going to Pennsylvania.
Is this an authentic Boba Fett?
I think you've seen these before. Blue Snaggletooth.
What? You're selling your Blue Snaggletooth?
Yeah,
why
gone.
Is there so much fucking packaging in here? Oh, you
I don't
sold a
want
lot.
Nothing bad to happen to
a me. Lot. Oh, boy, that's sad to see.
I know. Or Pharisee.
Are you growing up finally? Did you discover girls? Is that why you're selling all your toys?
Downsizing.
Well.
Oh, no.
So I can move to an 800 square foot apartment.
Oh, man.
Are you getting
I wish I had 800
No, we're
going to
live together.
Okay.
Just trying to see how much stuff we can get rid of.
Because those 12 Star Wars figures are taking a lot of space.
You want to buy this? It's 14.
You're selling your keyboard?
How much?
Don't. He wouldn't sell it.
You're effing.
He's effing.
$600.
He's effing.
Don't F with us.
$600.
$600?
Cash.
No.
I'd have to sell it after the 14th because I have a gig.
You have a gig?
Why don't you sell it now? You can rent it
Where's
back
your gig?
Him.
Rent it back for $650.
Where's your gig?
Yeah, why can't you do the next
What's your gig?
Comedy, man?
I already had made plans. I never saw that message. I don't check my Facebook messages.
Where's your gig?
Why are you sending me a Facebook
Where's
message
your gig?
About it?
Because I thought that'd be the easiest way
Where's
to contact
gig?
Everybody at once.
Yeah.
Where's your gig?
I never click them. Like, I don't get it sent to my email.
Where's your gig?
Oh.
And I get so much garbage in my Facebook messages that I just don't even check them.
Where's your gig?
I'll just call you next time. Where's your gig?
I don't know.
Where's your gig?
Springwater.
Okay.
Zanies. September 14th. Headlining with Sean Parrott. Brad Edwards.
Whoa.
T.C. Cope.
That yeah. sounds like a good show.
Who else is on there?
I don't know.
That.
Some
Am I
people.
On
you're not on there?
I don't know who's on it. I don't keep track anymore.
That's 2 days after somebody's
Birthday.
Something. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, we're
mm-hmm.
getting so much
mm-hmm.
Corey's birthday is coming up again.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Happy birthday, Corey.
I thought I had the worst hangover ever.
What?
That's his Rapon joke, right?
Yeah. Is that a tweet? Oh.
Is it joke?
His
September 11th birthday check. Is September 10th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to tweet, there's only three more shopping days till 9/11.
Yeah.
But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to tweet that when I get home.
Don't do it.
That's not tweetable?
What if somebody's feelings get
Good.
Hurt?
Fuck them. They got to grow up.
Can I tell a quick September 11th? I was supposed to do my first ever open mic, September 11, 2001 at Zanies.
Oh.
Really?
Got canceled. It's the first time Zanies ever called me, and last.
Wow.
By the way, the open mic's canceled. Click.
What? Why?
but I got this new joke about airplane food.
Isn't that the worst?
Don't you hate it when you're in the middle of an airplane meal and your plane goes into a building? It was... terrible to do. Start doing comedy about then.
I couldn't even cut this fish with a box cutter. This is this fish is tough.
I thought that was God's way of saying, "Look, don't get into stand up. This is what's gonna happen."
That was his way.
Well, you didn't listen to him, did you?
No, I didn't.
But let Jesus take the microphone.
My last show ever is September 14th at Zanies.
That's not true.
Stuff and nonsense.
I think I'm done.
F off.
I have no will to.
F off.
That's stuff and nonsense.
F off.
Go F off. All right.
All right, sure.
All right.
You're not done.
Between, all right, but
Wallace.
You do it like once every 3 months. Why do you need to be done?
Done with what?
Anybody can do.
You could quit. No one would know for a year.
I am not doing any more open mics.
Oh, open mics. Fuck open mics.
Don't do any open mics.
I'll probably go to Spanky's.
You know what? You do happy birthday, Gary.
I'm kidding.
You get it all out of your system.
No.
It's fine.
I'm not quitting comedy. I'll never quit comedy altogether.
Yes.
Which?
Yes, Brad.
Which makes you want to kick someone's ass?
Neither.
More.
I want to love people more.
Braveheart.
I want to find the good in people after I watch them.
Really?
No.
I want to kick an oppressor's ass after.
I didn't
see
really
Braveheart.
Like Braveheart.
You didn't like Braveheart?
No, I wasn't into it.
Hey, it's okay, buddy. Mark, look, I love you, man.
Spartacus, though.
You don't have to like anything.
Rocky III is the movie that's most gets me fired up.
That does get you fired up like a mofo. That's like a fucking Red Dawn.
I jogged home from the movie theater.
No shit? Left your car?
No, I was a kid. My dad. I was like, Dad, drive home. I'm running. He's like, really? He's like, it's like 2 miles. Like, fuck it, Dad.
The funny thing is about that, when I'm so young when that came out, and like in the training, when Rocky's out in a barn.
Oh, yeah.
Lifting horses and shit. And and Iago Smirnoff is in fucking.
Oh, that was 4.
Oh, was that 4? Yeah. Oh, which one are you thinking of?
Clubber Lang.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of like, okay, yeah, I'm thinking of when he fought the Russian.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that Russians are all rich because he had like the best.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He had all this high tech equipment.
Yeah.
And
he's getting needles. And
like, are they rich over in Russia? Yeah. I just assumed everyone was like filthy rich instead of just filthy.
It took the poverty of 100,000 Russians
right, for him
to
learn
that gym.
Yeah.
That's socialism right there, Brad. That's how it works.
What a country.
Hey.
Communism. They're actually communists, right? Is
They're
that why you
communists.
Have a big C on your shirt?
They're not communists. Anymore. They
red
were.
Shirt with a C on it. You're a freaking commie.
You got a red shirt on.
Yeah, but mine's German.
It's got 2 C's on it.
For closed caption.
Well.
I'm
for the hearing impaired.
I'm a walking, talking, closed caption screen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I'm gonna watch the TV. Just closed caption it for me.
Why don't you caption this? Which is better?
Spartacus.
Braveheart.
Shut your face.
Braveheart
up.
Is better, and this is why.
We should be in charge of fist
this
fight.
This is why. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now! Because. Okay. Braveheart is just better. Spartacus is great, and it has a great ending.
Yeah.
But.
What?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to stop me again. You looked like you were ready to.
No. Okay. Why would I ever interrupt you?
That's a good point. So, the reason that Spartacus is not as good. Which is better? Is because Spartacus is goofy at points. It's got a great ending.
You're
all
goofy.
All the beginning stuff is really great, but like especially the Tony Curtis and Laurence Olivier stuff is. It gets a little goofy. It gets in a way that I don't think is intended, but Braveheart, just all the way through, front to back, great movie. And listen, I think Stanley Kubrick is arguably the greatest director ever, but. Spartacus, I don't think it beats Braveheart. That's just my humble opinion.
Well, then I'm the tiebreaker.
What do you got?
You say Spartacus, you say Braveheart.
Yeah.
Braveheart.
Freedom!
Happy birthday, Gary.